الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues, excellencies of sending peace and blessings upon the embodiment of Nur, the King of Medina, the last and final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one amongst them is reported in Mu'jam Awsat, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me in abundance on the night and day of Friday, for your salat is presented to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Truly it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Almighty has granted us, the Ahlus Sunnah, the honor and privilege of respecting and venerating his awliya, his noble saints, rahimahumullah. The honor of holding annual gatherings in commemoration of these great personalities to remember their lives, the honor of visiting their shrines, and the honor of also speaking about their life. The venerable saints are the beloved people of Allah Almighty. Their lives are spent in remembering Allah Almighty, in propagating the message of Islam to the masses. They are the inheritors and the heirs of the prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam. And the maqsad and the purpose, alongside acquiring blessings from speaking about them, because it is mentioned by the great man of Allah, Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, at the time of the mention of the righteous people, the mercy of Allah descends. This is one intention why we mention them, so that our gatherings are blessed with the mercy of Allah Almighty. Secondly, another reason and a core element of why we remember them throughout our lives is so that we can learn lessons from their life. They also came into this world as human beings, and they also faced many difficulties in their way, whether that be with on a familial level or community or even a global level. So we can relate to them, we can understand what priority did they give when it came to giving preference to the deen or giving preference to the dunya. And inshallah, by looking at their life, it will become clear how should a true Muslim, how should a person who wants acceptance in the court of Allah, live his life. And if we just observe the Holy Quran, in many different places Allah Almighty speaks about his pious people, those besides the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. We have an entire surah in the Quran named after a pious woman. She is not a prophet, she is the honorable mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, and an entire surah is named after her. So to say that the mention of the pious people, the awliya, is not in the Quran would be a clear rejection of these verses and entire surah. So every sound Muslim knows the pious people of Allah are praised in the Holy Quran. We talk about the companions of the cave, Ashab al-Kahf, those individuals who left their home fleeing from an oppressive ruler to protect their iman. Allah Almighty has honored them in this world as well as in the hereafter. But not only them, even the dog that accompanied them has been honored and mentioned in the final book revealed to all of mankind. The dog is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and it tells us a very important point about companionship, about loving the pious people of Allah Almighty. But let us go to the verse in Surah Yunus. In verse 62, Allah Almighty tells us the honor and the greatness of his friends, his awliya. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Listen, no doubt upon the friends of Allah, there is neither any fear nor any grief. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, who is a Sahabi in of himself, his father is also a Sahabi, both destined for paradise. What is his understanding of this verse? He tells us, the honorable saints, rahimahullah, the awliya, have no fear in this world, and neither will they have any fear in the hereafter. Rather, Allah Almighty will welcome them with joy and honor them with, and will grant them everlasting bounties. These are the people who spent their lives fearing only Allah Almighty, not being affected by any type of human fear. They only allowed the fear of Allah to enter into their heart. And it is the awliya-i kiram whom we remember today. Hundreds of years passed, centuries passed, and we find that still their remembrance is fresh as the day it was in their lifetime. So now, my dear Islamic brothers, let us hear a bit about the one who has been granted the title of Sultanul Awliya. So we are not just talking about one blessed friend of Allah, but we're talking about the leader of all the awliya. So why not we speak about this great personality? So Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, famously known as Ghaus-e-Azam or Ghaus-e-Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was the leader of awliya. His epithet, which is his kunya, was Abu Muhammad, and he had many titles. Amongst them were Muhyiddin, Mahbub-e-Subhani, Ghaus-us-Saqalain, Ghaus-e-Azam, etc. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was born on the first of Ramadan al-Mubarak. It was the day of Friday, the first of Ramadan, in a town near Baghdad, which was called Jilan. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani is Sayyid from both chains, his mother's side and his father's side. From his father's side, he joins back to Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. And from his mother's side, he joins back to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then when we go further, there is a point that the ulama-i kiram mention. They say there is a terminology used for these very exclusive and special personalities who from both their mother's and father's side, they have a chain of being Sadat back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are known as Najib al-Tarafain. Najib al-Tarafain is the title that's given to the person who from his father's and mother's side, he is Sayyid. He goes back to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no doubt our Shaykh, our leader, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen O Millat, Parwan Sham E Risalat, Maulana Shah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman, he sings praises of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani in the following manner. He says,
Wah kya martabae ghaus hai bala tera. سر بھلا کیا کوئی جانے کہ ہے کیسا تیرا سر بھلا کیا کوئی جانے کہ ہے کیسا تیرا اولیاء ملتے ہیں آنکھیں وہ ہے تلوا تیرا اولیاء ملتے ہیں آنکھیں وہ ہے تلوار تیرا نبوی می علوی فصل بطولی گلشن نبوی می گلشن حسینی پھول حسینی ہے مہکنا تیرا حسینی پھول حسینی ہے مہکنا تیرا.
سیدی علی حضرت is praising Imam Ghawth-e Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, talking about his pure lineage. Then he's ascribing the fact that all of the awliya's necks are under his foot. This was a statement that he declared during one of his seminars that he addressed the people in. And the ulama-i kiram tell us that he was commanded by Allah to make this statement. The reason why this happens is so that the people, the public, as well as the awliya in that time, and even after them, will remember and know that he is granted this status by Allah Almighty, that he is the king of all awliya-i kiram. So my dear Sahih brothers, let us try to discuss, because this is just the introduction. We already understand his greatness from his pure lineage. He is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just from one chain but two chains. But now let's go back before he was born. The night of his birth, his blessed father, Sayyiduna Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had a dream in which he beheld the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. His father dreamt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night of the birth of Ghawth-e Pak. Within this dream, he not only sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he sees the Sahaba kiram in attendance. He also sees the awliya kiram also in attendance. They have all come to his home and they are giving Ghawth-e Pak's father the good news, the glad tidings. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam say? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Abu Salih," which was the epithet, the title, the kunya of the father of Ghawth-e Pak. "O Abu Salih, Allah Almighty has granted you a son who is a wali of Allah, who is a saint, and he is the beloved of Allah, and he is my beloved. His rank amongst the saints will be like my rank amongst the prophets." The other prophets also in attendance gave the glad tidings and said, "All of the saints will be obedient to your fortunate son, and his foot will be on their neck." This is before Ghawth-e Pak has come into this world. The glad tidings have been given to his father in a dream by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And this is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says in his famous Salatu Salam, "Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pehla Ko Salam," what does he say?
"Jiski mimbar bani gardane awliya, جس کی ممبر بنی گردن اولیاء, اس قدم کی کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام, غوث اعظم امام متقا ونقا, جلوائے شان قدرت پہ لاکھوں سلام."
Alhamdulillah, the status of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani was known even before he arrived onto earth. There have been mentions in the time before Ghawth-e Pak. Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahma, he gives detailed information that all of the awliya-i kiram who have come have been given the glad tidings that soon will come the leader of all awliya, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And what happened? Sayyidina Junaid-e Baghdadi alayhi rahma, he mentions, "I came to know from Allah Almighty, the knower of the unseen, that in the middle of the 5th century, there will be a qutb-e alam from the blessed lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His title will be Muhyiddin. His blessed name will be Sayyid Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi. He will be Ghawth-e Azam and he will be born in Jilan." This is why we have different types of slogans that we sing. We say Sultan-e-Vilayat Ghawth-e Pak, meaning the king of sainthood, the leader of sainthood is Ghawth-e Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Waliyon pe hukumat, Ghawth-e Pak. That friend of Allah, that wali, the one who has control and authority, and he has precedence and leadership over all of the friends of Allah. This is why you hear our ancestors, alhamdulillah, they know about Ghawth-e Pak. They have known about them. Your family members, even the mothers of our family and elders will know about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His miracles are so mass transmitted. They reach the level of mutawatir, which means that it is impossible for the number of people that who have said this particular miracle took place in his life, it is impossible to say that all these people in every era made up this lie. This is the level of mutawatir when it comes to the mass transmission of just the miracles of Ghawth-e Pak. And alhamdulillah, when you look at his family as well, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and we will bring the bayan to a close, as his life is so vast that we don't even have enough time to comprise even his before he comes into the earth, then let alone his time afterwards. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's grandfather, Sayyiduna Abdullah Soma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was also a wali of Allah of his time. He was also mustajabud da'awat. His du'as were always accepted. If he was displeased with someone for any matter, Allah Almighty would avenge that person, would take action from that person. Whoever he was pleased with, Allah Almighty would honor that person with respect and greatness as well. Even though he reached an elderly age, he still kept up his ibadat, his worships in the court of Allah Almighty. So what can we say? We can only supplicate in the court of Allah that Allah Almighty keeps us amongst those who have love for the awliya-i-kiram, who have mahabbat, who have ulfat, who have ta'azim and respect for the awliya-i-kiram. Because if we separate from this path, then my dear Islamic brothers, we are endangering our iman. I pray Allah gives us all the tawfiq and ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.